Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen talk radio show. My guest for this morning is New York Times best-selling children's book author Elisa Kelvin. As an illustrator, Elisa has produced over 30 picture books. She shares her inspiring stories and experiences by visiting schools, libraries, and bookstores. Her latest book, Cozy Light, Cozy Night, is the winner of American Booksellers Association Best Book for Children in 2013. Unfortunately, Elisa cannot be with us this morning because she is sick with the flu. We wish her the best and hope that she will enjoy a speedy recovery. To all our listeners, thank you for being with us this morning. I would like to share a special holiday message with all of you. I wrote this article for InspireMe.com and BigBlendMagazine.com. Both sites receive over 1 million unique visitors monthly, respectively. The article was published a few weeks ago leading into the holiday season. The title of the article is Home for the Holidays, a Celebration of the Heart with a Gift from the Soul. And so here is the article. The holiday season has become more meaningful than ever. Since we now live in a global community, families can only get together during special occasions. Although many of us are fortunate to have a family to spend the holidays with, many others are less fortunate. Some are lucky to experience the holiday spirit thanks to the generosity of friends. Still, others have managed to find solace from within their hearts since they have no other place to go. Regardless, the kitchen remains the most important room in the house in the coming weeks. Whether a modern-day designer kitchen, an efficiency kitchen, or a community kitchen, it is time for it to reclaim prominence. Serving as the heart of every home, the kitchen is the place where family, laughter, and reminiscing friends share experiences and conversations from knowledge gained to lessons learned. You don't have to know how to cook to be drawn into a kitchen environment. The warm and loving vitality that emanates from the kitchen will lure you in. Your five senses will be energized with the mouth-watering aromas that fill the air. Some of us already know this, while others experience it for the first time. My late Southern Belle mom, Eleonora, once eloquently compared being in the kitchen to being a mother. Motherhood is about creating something special. It requires patience, a good attitude, and a touch of love. The kitchen is the perfect place for blending these ingredients, ultimately producing a signature dish. For mothers, they cannot wait to have their family back home together to enjoy a home-cooked meal. For children, believe it or not, your mom will be more excited to see you than you are to see her. For singles, if you are fortunate to have the generosity of a friend's invitation, then you should be thankful for the love you receive. For those by themselves, remember that you are never alone. Be thankful for the richness the holiday season brings. Home is in your heart, and your heart generates happiness and glee. For the families celebrating with their loved ones this holiday season, I would like to share what my Cajun mom Ginger told me a long time ago. The natural life can always be funny and humorous. The most ordinary events usually end up as the sweetest memories. Being present during the small moments will make us appreciate the happiness when it happens. For those who are graciously opening their hearts and homes or volunteering at their local community kitchen, I would like to share the wisdom of my German mom, Diane, gave me a few years back. Every once in a while, a situation occurs that requires us to radiate our energy of positive goodwill, compassion, and love for others. Until we try to put ourselves outside our comfort zone, we will not realize we have what it takes to make a difference in a person's life and in ours. For those who spend this holiday season alone, I would like to share what my late mom Nya told me just before I left home for the United States. Since childhood, you have been and will continue to be exposed to all kinds of experiences. Some experiences, good or bad, will stay with you for the rest of your life. However, it is how you manage them that will ultimately determine your concept of success and happiness, or failure and sadness in your life. Always remember, you are never alone. Although food may fill your stomach and the camaraderie of friends give you a sense of belonging, it is the loving energy and the grace of God you experience from within that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. This spiritual grounding is what will ultimately touch the heart and move the soul of others. Whatever your situation is, I encourage you to take a moment to reflect on what the year has brought. Perhaps you can experience the true holiday spirit as it was meant to be. Here is my holiday wishes for you and your loved ones. Health makes all things possible. Wealth makes all things work. Love makes all things beautiful. May you have all three. Please join me next Tuesday morning. My guest will be the publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, Amy Newmark. Amy and I will be discussing their latest holiday edition, Miraculous Messages from Heaven. The book shares 101 stories of eternal love, powerful connections, and divine signs from beyond. For additional information about this show and future shows, please go to fmmktalkradio.com. Thank you for listening and have a blessed week. Bye-bye.